Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the Relationship Doctor podcast. I'm Dr. Rachel Vanderbilt, and I'm providing advice backed by relationship science research to help make your relationships healthier and happier. In today's episode, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. Conducting relationship research can be difficult even in the best of times because people and their relationships are complex. However, there is nothing quite so difficult as needing to study couples around the holidays. One piece of advice I received from my graduate school advisor is to never collect data from undergraduate couples in the weeks surrounding Valentine's Day or spring break because these are particularly tumultuous times for couples and may actually affect participants' perceptions of their partner and their relationship. Perhaps one of the most controversial days of the year, Valentine's Day can bring about either viscerally negative feelings or overwhelming excitement. Advertisements are in your face about the day, targeting people who may feel pressure to give gifts. Every store has over-the-top messaging just in case you forgot the holiday was approaching. It can be overwhelming and all-consuming. Some people are extremely vocal about their disdain for this Hallmark holiday. It's expensive because there are expectations for gift-giving to prove your love for your partner. It ignores single people, potentially making them feel left out of tradition. It's cringeworthy because it's about celebrating love and all of those mushy-gushy feelings attributed to teenage angst. It also has a reputation for setting people up for disappointment when the day doesn't go as hoped for, leading to unnecessary negative feelings. Other people find Valentine's Day to be something to look forward to. You get to spend time thinking about and sharing positive things about your partner, and hopefully having them return those positive sentiments. You get to have a fun date, maybe get dressed up and celebrate your relationship. For those people not currently in a serious relationship, it may be the perfect opportunity to start one. If nothing else, it's a day to express your appreciation and love for the meaningful relationships in your life. So, in the remainder of this episode, I'm going to look at how Valentine's Day can affect our relationships and some science-backed tips on the best way to spend the holiday. So, how does Valentine's Day affect your relationship? There are several ways in which Valentine's Day can create the conditions to affect your relationship. One study found that it can exacerbate existing problems we may be experiencing in our relationships. Indeed, relationships in that study were 5.5 times more likely to break up in the weeks surrounding Valentine's Day than they were at any comparison points during the year. This was particularly true for people in relationships slowly on the decline in happiness and satisfaction. So why does Valentine's Day affect relationships so much? One reason might be the performative aspect of it. We may be celebrating our relationship, but it could just be part of putting on an image to the outside world. Social media feeds on the day of and the days following Valentine's Day are filled with couples talking about how wonderful their partners are and how perfect their lives and loves are. Some of us may take an interest in observing the patterns of these partners' postings. When one partner makes a long, sappy post and the other doesn't reciprocate, does that mean they're on the rocks? Or even worse, what about when the other partner doesn't even give that post a like? What about when both partners are overly performative? Why are they trying so hard to get people to see how wonderful their relationship is? Do they do anything for themselves without needing an audience?
Outdoors, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Beyond speculating about the state of others' relationships, it can be easy to compare our own relationships to those we see on social media. During regular times, we may be able to avoid these comparisons. But during the Valentine's Day season, we're seemingly inundated with these messages. Other people talk about how perfect and wonderful their partners are, or how fulfilled their relationship makes them feel, which can leave us to wonder whether our own relationships measure up. Other people's partners respond to their messages with a novel of their own. But our partners may not do that. Does that make our relationship somehow less good than theirs? These social comparisons may lead us beyond feeling slightly downtrodden about our relationships and may in fact be the catalyst for ending them. This is particularly true when we're already facing doubts about the state of our relationship. It may bring some of these concerns right to the forefront of our thoughts, and when our partner doesn't deliver for us on Valentine's Day, we decide to break up and move on. One study found that Valentine's Day can serve as the catalyst for a breakup when things are already on the rocks, particularly due to those social comparisons. So how should you celebrate Valentine's Day? Well, knowing that Valentine's Day may bring about complicated feelings and heightened anxiety about meeting romantic expectations for the day, there are a few ways that you can approach the holiday that may reduce those feelings. Number one, take the pressure off yourself. This day is meant to be an opportunity to think about the important relationships in your life and the impact that those people have on you. It's simply meant to acknowledge and celebrate the people that you love and care about, particularly your romantic partner. If you're giving thought to the day and are planning to take time to spend with your partner, you're already on the right path to having a successful and meaningful Valentine's Day. Two, you don't need a grand gesture to make an impact. Simplicity is better than not doing anything at all. In fact, one study found that gifting your partner roses and chocolates on Valentine's Day was viewed more favorably than receiving those gifts at other times during the year. But if money is tight, writing your partner a note expressing all of the ways in which they make a positive difference to you and the things you value about them may be the best way to go. Writing love notes like this can have the added benefit of improving your physiological health too. And if there's one thing that the current state of public health has taught us, it's how to be creative about spending time with your partner. So, number three, you don't have to have a big expensive date night out to have a valid and exciting Valentine's Day with your partner. One study found that when both partners are mutually interested in engaging in a shared activity together, which does tend to be the case on Valentine's Day, it doesn't actually matter how novel the activity is. It will positively impact your relationship. So, cook a fun dinner together, dance in your living room, have fun snacks and watch a movie, or make a little spa evening at home together. It will be just as relationally satisfying as something more interesting out in the world. So give yourself a break this year. Valentine's Day does not have to be this huge albatross of an experience that we sometimes make it out to be. Take the time to tell your partner how much you love and care about them. Make some time to spend together if at all possible. You don't have to spend a lot of money or do something extra exciting to make your Valentine's Day memorable, fun, and relationally beneficial. Relationship Doctor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Follow Relationship Doctor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave a message at 813-397-8165. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.